Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-Hour Wrecker Services, with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. It looks like the Michigan Department of Natural Resources has looked at the state's coyote population and determined they've earned their own 7-month special. The new statewide coyote management season kicked off yesterday and runs through October 14th, thanks to a recent approval from the Michigan Natural Resources Commission. Unlike traditional hunting windows, this management season stretches more than 7 months. It is designed specifically to address overabundance and reduce coyote-related issues with livestock, pets, and rural backyard drama. Coyote hunting is allowed on private and public lands with restrictions. And every spring, Michigan participates in a beloved tradition called collective confusion. It involves wandering around your house muttering, "Is that clock right?" while you squint at your stove's operating manual. Yes, daylight savings time is coming back again. Twice a year, we spring forward and fall back like a state with commitment issues. Phones update automatically, sure, but your car clock, your coffee maker, that old thermostat in the hallway, and your microwave clock. There's been endless chatter in Congress and even in Lansing about locking the clocks and calling it a day, much as Hawaii and most of Arizona have wisely opted out of DST. In Michigan, bills get introduced and headlines are written, but nothing happens. Here's where it gets interesting. For everyone in Michigan, losing just 1 hour of sleep can throw off your body's internal clock, crank up stress hormones, and leave you foggy enough that you'll wonder why you walked into the bedroom. Medical experts report that a spring shift leads to short-term spikes in heart attacks, car crashes, and workplace injuries. So if you feel edgy, snacky, and personally offended by DST, it's just your internal clock fighting back. Now for the part you actually need. In 2026, daylight savings time returns 2 a.m. Sunday, March 8th. That's this Sunday morning. That's when we spring forward, lose an hour of sleep, and gain an extra hour of evening light. Set your clocks ahead before bed. When we come back after this Oak Beach Auto sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Oh no, the car won't start again. What should we do?
I'll call a wrecker. Oak Beach Auto, they're the best.
Oak Beach Auto has 6 modern wreckers stationed in Port Austin, Caseville, and the Pigeon Bay Port area. They offer fair pricing and on-time service you can count on. From Sebring to Grindstone and everywhere in between. Have you broke down, had an accident, or need a tow? Call Oak Beach Auto and 24-Hour Wrecker Service.
This is Bill. When a tow truck is needed in the Thumb area, give me a call at 989-738-5346 for Oak Beach Auto Repair and Wrecker Service, 1.5 miles south of M25 on Oak Beach Road.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking more at our regional news, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has proclaimed March 2026 as Reading Month in Michigan, highlighting a major new push to improve literacy statewide. The governor is promoting her Every Child Reads plan, which she calls the largest literacy investment in state history. The proposal builds on efforts already underway, including tripling the number of literacy coaches in schools and expanding science of reading instructions. More than 6,000 Michigan educators have already completed advanced literacy training. Whitmer's plan focuses on 3 areas: expanding early childhood education, strengthening evidence-based classroom instruction, and increasing tutoring and small group support for students who need extra help. Library leaders and educators across the state are applauding the initiative, encouraging families to celebrate Reading Month by visiting their local library and making reading part of their daily routine. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-hour wrecker service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today.